Morning, Gav.
Good morning, Michael.
I heard reports that Surprise Baby worked extremely well this morning. Were you happy with what you saw?
Yeah, what I've seen of it. I actually rode the mate in the gallop and he led the work up, and I sort of took a look over my shoulder at about the 200, 250 just to sort of see where he was. And as quick as I took a look, he was ambling up beside me and working past me. So, look, the main thing is he pulled up really good and his wind was nice and clean. Jordan Childs, who rode him, was really happy with his work this morning, and you know, providing he comes through this morning well, which I wouldn't have thought would be a problem. It's all systems go till Saturday.
He's such an athlete. Does he have much of a blow after a run, even though it's been such a long time between his actual races?
That was probably the biggest thing we noticed this morning. He pulled up and cleared his wind before he'd even walked off the grass track, and by the time he got back to the horse stalls, even Jordan mentioned, he goes, he probably could have gone out and done that work again. He's just a very good-winded horse, and, yeah, this morning's work served its purpose.
And I suppose it's all about the fitness, as in how sound he is. Has he been showing you in all the pieces of work that he's just been pulling up perfectly well?
Yeah, look, we've pretty much had a faultless preparation right the way through with him. Yeah, look, it hasn't been a problem. So, yeah, looking forward to Saturday.
What's your gut feel? Because 1,400 metres first up, most people might think it's a bit short for him. What are you expecting in the Kevin Heffernan on Saturday?
Look, I'm not really too sure. I suppose I'll know a little bit more tomorrow once we've seen final fields and barrier draws and that sort of thing. But he has ran well in a couple of theme stakes his first up. That is a mile at Moonee Valley, and you probably don't get as much early pressure, and they sort of might come up for air a little bit mid-race. I just want to see him jump and be able to travel, and as long as he's working through the line well at the end of it, you know, he'll get a pass mark.
And for you, how exciting is it to have a horse of this calibre? Or is it also a little daunting as well?
No, it hasn't been daunting. It's been exciting. Obviously, there's a lot of expectation around this horse, and just very grateful to get a horse of his calibre in our stable where... you know, we haven't been training very long, and, you know, we've sort of been banging around at the picnics and 58s and that sort of thing. And then the last 12 months, things have really started to turn for us. And, yeah, his arrival has been fantastic.
The problem is finding horses that can work with him, is it, at home?
Yeah, I think I said the other week on the radio, like, no effort's sort of been a bit of the benchmark horse for us over the last 12 or 18 months. And, yeah, he had her well and truly covered in any gallop, and whatever work he does, he normally sits four or five lengths off a mate and picks him up and spits him out pretty comfortably.
Well, for you on Saturday, it's going to be a huge moment. If he returns and does everything that you expect on Saturday, either wins or runs on strongly, what's the plan? Have you formulated what the rest of the campaign could look like?
Not really. We're just going to sort of... take this run and assess it from that, but there's a couple of options. Whether he goes for a spell and not a spell, just a bit of a freshen up, I suppose, and gets ready to be, you know, full bore into the autumn, or if he he may go to the beach for a few weeks or the water walker or something like that, and find another target throughout this preparation. But look, I'm mindful that it's very hard to have a horse race through the summer months and then have them at their peak in the autumn also. So this run will tell us where we head, I think.
He has been so sparingly raced in his career. Is he showing you that he's got the constitution of a horse that could have a few runs in quick succession?
Look, there's probably not the races around for him. Where his rating band is, there's very limited options for him at this time of year. So that probably isn't the case, but looking ahead into the autumn, I think if we could kick off in a Blamey Stakes and or an All-Star Mile or something like that and go from there, you know, I think he'll have a pretty full-on autumn campaign.
That's what I was going to say. He's got such popularity. If you freshened him up, an All-Star Mile first up would be pretty enticing, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it sounds like every man and their dog's heading that way at the moment. Look, sometimes small fish are sweet. He's a 7-year-old gelding, and I think the owners are just going to be happy to see him back at the races. And look, I'd have no problem with maybe lowering the sights a little bit and kicking him off in a blamey and getting him ready for an Australian Cup.
Yep. And long term, he's shown that he's very capable getting out towards the major cup distances. Have you dared to look ahead? Because even though he's going to be eight by that time, we've seen eight-year-olds who have been sparingly raced, especially from the other side of the world, compete and win in recent years. Have you got in the back of your mind a Caulfield Cup, maybe Melbourne Cup preparation come 12 months if he's holding together?
To be completely honest, I haven't really thought that far ahead. This preparation's all about being... getting him back to the races and keeping him sound, and you know, that box is ticked. And as I said, we'll know a lot more after we see him run on Saturday and heading into the autumn. But it'll be a real coup for our stable, and it'll be definitely something to look forward to.
Well, he's going to be the headline at come Saturday. You've also got a runner, Secretly Awesome, going around tomorrow at Ladbrokes Park, and wasn't beaten too far at last start. What are you expecting? Be the, I think, third run for your stable now.
Yeah, that's correct. I thought he was disappointing at Ballarat. I don't think he's the most genuine commodity. I thought he ran really well, and he was quite honest to the line. Last Wednesday at Sandown, it doesn't look to be a lot of tempo on the race, and he's probably a horse that wants to track something else into the race. I think if he's sort of left in front, he might get a little bit lost and half weight for other horses, but it looks the perfect race for him, and... you know, he's done a treat since his last run, so I'd expect him to go there, and I'd be disappointed if he couldn't run top three.
Good luck tomorrow, and especially on Saturday, Gavin.
Thanks very much, Michael.
Gavin Bedgood. Sounds like there is an air of confidence with Surprise Baby. It'd be interesting to see the final field for the Kevin Heffernan. If there's good speed and you can make ground, from what the track watchers were saying this morning, he is most definitely back, Surprise Baby. It is going to be one of the highlights of Zipping Classic Day to see his return.